Okay, the NFL countdown to kickoff continues right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. As we are looking so forward to the start of the NFL season, we have invited on tonight's program veteran sports writer and author Adam Lazarus to help provide a season preview on the Washington Redskins. We're going to shine the spotlight on his brand new book, Hail to the Redskins, Gibbs, the Diesel, and the Hogs in the Glory Days of DC's Football Dynasty. So joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, that is sports writer and author Adam Lazarus. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Congratulations on the book, and I'm absolutely so excited to dive in and share with all our listeners because it is a must read. But obviously on Thursday, big news coming down in terms of with the judge overturning the NFL's 4-game suspension of Tom Brady. What were your takeaways when you heard the news?
Well, I was surprised that they completely nullified the entire suspension. If I had been the judge in that case, I would have done whatever I could to give Brady some kind of a punishment. I do think, like most people, the 4-game suspension was a little bit overkill, and especially compared to some of the other suspensions players have received over the last few years, it was pretty surprising that the league gave him 4 games. But I'm most surprised that Brady essentially got off scot-free with this. I think there was enough evidence to show that he wasn't completely blameless in this, but I guess the bottom line was that the NFL didn't make their case well enough, and that was more what I took away from the ruling, was that they couldn't prove enough to really uphold this.
You know, the federal judge, okay, so he throws out Tom Brady's suspension. What was your interpretation in terms of, I mean, it seemed like he just thought, you know what, Roger Goodell, you just went too far.
Yeah, I think, you know, more than anything, I think it was that Brady was found not guilty instead of found innocent. I think the evidence overshadowed everything that he did do something wrong, but the league really did overplay its hand in a way, especially with, I think, the 4-game suspension gave the commissioner, you know, sort of overplaying exactly what had happened, and they wanted to make a statement or whatever. And like you said, you know, I think they overreached, and that came back to bite them in a way.
What do you think of the perception is of the NFL overall right now? Because they've taken we had Tom Flores on. He opened our show tonight, and we were getting into that. I mean, they just had so many things that have happened in terms of with Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, and now this whole Deflategate thing. Where's the perception in the minds of the fans right now?
I think the best way to look at it is I think the NFL is the best sport in the country right now. I think it has been for several years. It's the most exciting, it's the most popular, it's the most entertaining. I mean, Sundays in America, everything from noon to midnight is, you know, that's what people are focusing on. Same thing with Monday nights and now Thursday nights. So I think the game is as strong as ever, and people still love the NFL. I think the perception of the league as run as a business and as run as sort of an entertainment operation is really what's suffering. There have been so many side plots that have damaged the league in terms of reputation, but I don't think they've damaged the sport. So you kind of have to look at it two different ways, as the league and the sport. I think professional football is as strong and as popular as ever, but the NFL is a sort of separate entity, and all the 32 teams just it keeps getting in the way of itself.
One more quick hit on this. When we talk about Tom Brady, what do you think his legacy is going to be? Will it affect it at all since he's been set free from this?
I've been thinking about that a lot personally ever since this happened. I don't think you can disparage anything he's done on the field. I do think that there is a way that a lot of people, fans, people even in the media, look at a guy like Brady with his magnificent reputation and all his everything that he's achieved and how long he's been at it. I think, you know, you kind of expect more, the phrase that keeps coming up in my head is more presidential behavior. You know, he is one of the centerpieces of the NFL for the last 15 years, and everything that went down from the suing and the cell phone and what a lot of people think is him, you know, dodging the truth, has hurt his reputation in a way.
Okay, let's shift gears. Let's talk about another quarterback that's had to face some obstacles, and that is RG3. We're going to zero in on the Washington Redskins. What's the future of Robert Griffin III with the Redskins?
If I had just make a guess as to what's going to happen, I think he spends the rest of the year on the roster and maybe even comes in and plays, and stranger things have happened than, you know, Kirk Cousins getting hurt or Colt McCoy coming in and getting hurt or just not being effective, and at some point the Redskins turning to RG3 and saying, you're going to have to take the snaps, and him going out and doing something. I could certainly see that happening. as far as the rest of the year. After that, I think it's going to have it's going to be best for everyone involved that they part ways, and maybe that can be an audition for him to go play somewhere else. I think the situation is just too poisoned right now for them to ever resolve it, and you know, to shake hands and start anew next year. So I think they spend the off season looking for a way to move him.
Well, it's stunning because, you know, the Redskins have so much invested in RG3. Why is it not working? I mean, what is this about? Is it about lack of trust with your coach? How can they not make this work? He is a talented guy.
Yeah, he's a talented guy for sure, and his rookie year showed that. He had one of the most amazing rookie years any quarterback has ever had. I do think that the injury that he suffered, the knee injury, has capped a huge part of his game.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, when you make a quarterback whose half of his game was running around and making plays, I keep thinking of that 76-yard touchdown he had his rookie year. He can't do that, and he has to rely on a skill set that still is developing. And if it hasn't developed, he's missed time because he hasn't been 100%. He hasn't been out there in practice and in games, and he hasn't gotten to develop as a passer. And I think that's what's really hurt him. The other thing is, I do think in a way he's been sort of forced on this coaching staff. You know, Mike Shanahan was the one who drafted him, and they had success with Shanahan as the head coach, and they brought in Jay Gruden, who was a new coach and had, you know, new philosophies and things like that. And I think the organization knew how valuable RG3 was as a figure, as a centerpiece, as a guy to promote the team and be the star of the team. And I think, in a way, it's hurt him with the new coaching staff because they didn't want him. They wanted him to earn the job again and earn the respect and earn all the responsibility. And I think that came part and parcel when Gruden walked in, and that hasn't exactly been the best for both those sides.
Veteran sports writer and author Adam Lazarus is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Here in just a second, we're going to be talking with Adam about another new book that he has out, Hail to the Redskins, Gibbs, the Diesel, and the Hogs, and the glory days. We're going to relive, walk down memory lane, the glory days of DC's football dynasty. But right now, as we zero in on the Redskins and RG3, I mean, you had said just a moment ago, you know, perhaps, you know, they do part ways. I mean, what kind of situation would be the best fit for RG3?
I think a situation where he's not expected to be the franchise. Ever since he stepped on the field, even before he stepped on the field, think about the way he came to Washington. They gave up, I think it was 2 first-round draft picks, 3 first-round draft picks, mm-hmm. and a second-round draft pick. They gave up an enormous ransom to get him in the first place. And that, you know, that was enormous expectations to begin with, and obviously that first year was so great. It was a playoff season, and he had such a remarkable rookie year that a lot was expected of him, and it was going to be very hard for him to repeat that and follow up on that, and he hasn't. And he's been, in a way, ever since every time he takes the field, I think people are looking for him to repeat what he's done in the past. So finding a team that doesn't expect that, where the fan base isn't thinking of the failed, possibilities that they had several years earlier would benefit him, especially if it was a place where maybe there was a veteran quarterback who he could sit and learn from for a while. You know, they talk about him being, you know, he's from Texas. Maybe he could go to Dallas, and so that would be a real irony if he went to the Cowboys.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Quarterback.
Uh-huh.
So I think a situation where he's got limited expectations to begin with would be the best way for him to move forward.
Okay, so we hit on RG3. What about head coach Jay Gruden? I mean, does he start the season on the hot seat?
It's interesting because, you know, he this is what he asked for. And there's always been a sense that he didn't want RG3 to be his quarterback. The things he said to the media have been sort of, I guess you would say, backhanded compliments in a way. I don't think he wants he didn't want to be saddled with RG3.
Right.
I think he wanted to find his own quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and now he's gotten what he wished for. And, you know, they always say, be careful what you wish for. So he has no excuses in a way. Having said that, you know, every coach in the NFL is on the hot seat when they don't win. So if the Redskins have another poor year, I think he's going to be looked at as a scapegoat. You know, he's essentially the one who sat RG3 down, and it didn't do them any good. So it is going to be a tough road for them, especially if they get off to a bad start and people really start to question what they've done.
So, Adam, do you think he's failed at developing RG3? I mean, what's your assessment there?
Well, I do. I think, you know, I have to go back to what I said earlier about the injury. You know, a quarterback who has leg problems, especially a mobile quarterback who's overcoming a knee injury, I think that has hurt his development, and it sort of gave, you know, put Jay Gruden in a situation where had one hand tied behind his back. If he couldn't have a quarterback at full strength out there, how's he going to develop him the way they want him to develop? So that was part of it. But, you know, 2 years he's been there, and it doesn't look like there's been much progress. I would say that if you had to judge pass-fail, Gruden has not developed a quarterback, and that's exactly what they needed, and that's one of the reasons they brought him in. You know, when they hired him, when they go through that whole extensive process of hiring a head coach, you know that that's going to be top of the list, is can we get this quarterback back to where he was 2 years ago? Can we get him to at least playing consistent? And they haven't gotten anywhere near that.
Well, as a head coach, I mean, you're supposed to fix his career, not end it.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly have to say, though, that, you know, we always boil things down to the head coach and the quarterback. That's just the way it is. It's never going to change in the NFL. So that's, you know, part of the game. But having said that, that Washington team, it's not like this is a case where they were a Super Bowl caliber team that was on the way to, you know, one tweak or two away from being a really great team. I think there's a lot of holes in that organization from top to bottom, on the field, off the field. And that's one of the reasons why they haven't really made any progress in this time that Gruden's been there also.
Okay, veteran sports writer, author Adam Lazarus with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We pride ourselves. This is a feel-good show, so we're going to relive for all the Redskin fans out there some good memories. We're talking about Hail to the Redskins, Gibbs, the Diesel, and the Hogs in the glory days of DC's football dynasty. Tell us about your new book. It's based on 90 original interviews. It's compelling.
Yeah, you know, with the Redskins, you know, we were just talking about the Redskins and how all these problems that they've had have been so enormous and so magnified. I think part of it is because the Redskins fan base is one of the strongest and most passionate and most loyal among them. And I think in a way that really you can trace that back to this era of the early 1980s going on into the early 1990s, where they were one of the most dominant teams in football, and that helped develop the fan base as great as it is today. And this book sort of looks at how that started, and it all started with Joe Gibbs. He's certainly the central figure in this book, but the other players, the supporting cast, the guys he brought in, the guys he did develop, the guys that developed around him in the front office, they're essentially the cast of characters in this book. And I tried to bring back as many of those personalities and those stories and those famous plays. You know, Riggins' touchdown in the Super Bowl, and the great comeback against Denver in Super Bowl 22, and the dominance that the Redskins showed in 1991 from the first week of the season all the way to the end of the season. So tried to, you know, do as much with the football stuff as I did with the personalities of these guys.
It's a definitive account of the Redskins, the championship decade. I thought what was interesting, too, is that you talk about in the book these three Super Bowl wins. Each of these championship victories, they featured different starting quarterbacks. I mean, you just mentioned Joe Theismann, but we got Doug Williams in 88.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's probably Gibbs' greatest achievement, or at least his most famous achievement, is winning three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. No one else has done that. And it speaks to how great of an adaptive coach Gibbs was, that he never had, you know, Chuck Knoll had Terry Bradshaw, Bill Walsh had Joe Montana, Belichick's had Brady. Joe Gibbs didn't have that elite Hall of Fame greatest, one of the greatest players of all time, quarterback under center, and they still won, and they still won championships. So that's one of the most amazing elements of this whole dynasty. And I think it also speaks to how good the players around them were. They didn't have that guy like a Brady or a Manning or a Joe Montana, but they had countless role players who were exceptional, and countless, you know, a handful of Hall of Famers, but also several very good players. I think it was one of the most, it was one of the deepest teams you'll ever find, those teams that won the Super Bowl under Gibbs. They had just a wealth of talent from top to bottom.
Adam, tell all the listeners across the country where they can go and get a copy of the new book.
Well, you can definitely go to Amazon and just type Hail to the Redskins. There's Barnes & Noble has it. Most bookstores have it, especially if you're in the D.C. area. You can go to my website, alazarus.com, and there's a few links there for different places you can get it. And it's already in stores.
Awesome. Hail to the Redskins. Congratulations on your new book. Adam Lazarus has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Thank you so much, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more NFL talk coming your way right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Don't touch the dial.